Welcome in here to week number two of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, first off, congratulations. Nice to get a week one win. Guys played pretty well on Friday night against a pretty unknown opponent in Sadell, and things started back and forth with both teams scoring on that opening drive, but your guys clamped down, played pretty good defense the rest of the way, and the offense showed some good flashes.
Yeah, I thought offensively we did what we wanted. That first drive came out, put a drive together, got down and scored. Defensively, we were caught a little bit on our heels, a team that we really only had some film on the year before. They changed their offense a little bit. We had to make some adjustments, and we ended up doing that, and things worked out for us.
Yeah, and I thought Chase Molnix looked pretty comfortable back there at the quarterback spot. Of course, it's not a huge adjustment for him because he has been in the backfield. He kind of knows what's going on, but a different position. You're always wondering how that's going to go first time out, but you look comfortable. You guys didn't have to throw a lot, but when he did, it seemed like it went okay. So overall, good performance.
Yeah, I was pleased with Chase. He's the type of player, though, that wants the ball in his hands, and what better position for him to be than at the quarterback position. So he's going to be a major factor in how we do as we move forward here. And so we're going to let him be the athlete that he is.
Well, a couple of things I noticed aside from Chase's play on that side of the ball is, not only was it just Chase out there having a nice game running the ball, but you had a number of guys that you got touches to and that carried the ball well. As you look at the rushing numbers, spread out pretty well between a few different guys.
Yeah, all of our guys kind of got in the run game there. Zade Nicholson had a nice run. Tyler Moen, nice run. Connor Pellett, a lot of tough runs and a couple nice ones also. Nathan Behrens caught a nice pass, shallow, and took it for, 30, 40 yards. Logan Riley, I thought, blocked well. Now we got to get him more involved in the offense as we move forward here. He can be a factor also, so that's something we're looking forward to this week.
Well, another thing you always pay attention to, and it kind of caught my eye as I was trying to, peruse through the game, watching different parts of the field, was it looked like the guys up front did a really good job of engaging somebody and keeping them occupied. There were some holes there all night long for your guys to at least get through that first wave. Might not have been a lot of getting to that next level, but they were occupying the line of scrimmage pretty well.
Yeah, I thought all five of our guys and a couple of our subs did a nice job. You're always kind of concerned about, first off, are they playing hard? And second, are they going to the right assignment? And I thought they did that for the most part pretty well that night. And we're going to need that moving forward too. But, that's what this next game is going to come down to, is those front five in the trenches and our front four on the defensive side in this next matchup.
Well, and you knew defensively that there were maybe a few questions there, some guys that needed to get out there and get some experience. Overall, I thought a pretty good effort. You were opportunistic, took advantage of a couple of turnovers as well, and that's good to see.
Yeah, certainly, and that's something we one of our goals each week is, the turnover battle. We did really well that first game. We're going to have to continue to do that for us to be successful, but our guys just needed some game reps. Practice is different. I think our scout team at times does go hard. That's one of the goals that we have for them, but it's just not game-like. It's just different. So we needed to get out there, get a game under our belt, and now we can move forward.
Yeah, we'll dive a little bit further now here into this week's opponent in the Creston Panthers. Obviously a good history between these two teams. It seems like they're always good games. They're always hard-fought games. The kind of game that a guy that wants to get out there and really hit somebody wants to play in. And I think it'll be no different this time around. Creston always a team that's going to have some good size up front. They typically have a few guys that they can throw out there in that regard. There are some changes, but you expect that kind of same hard-nosed style of football again.
Definitely. Creston's going to have a little bit of bad taste in their mouth. They lost in overtime last week to a very good Sheridan team. So they're going to come in here looking for a victory. I know they're going to play hard. They're going to be probably a tad bigger than us up front. They always seem to be. Last year they were huge, but some of those guys moved on, thankfully. But they'll still be bigger than us up front. Now, so we're going to have to be, really sound technically and, again, use our speed and try and track guys down defensively. Kind of the same thing on offense is we just got to have our front five get a seam, and then hopefully, our backs can get through there.
Well, I think you'll see a really interesting matchup as far as the teams being kind of similar on offense. You know, they also have some speed guys, some weapons that they like to try to get the ball to in space and you know, get them off the edges. Guys like Kylan Smallwood, who's moved over from the quarterback spot and played more of that receiver. He did that some last year. You know, just guys that can make those explosive type of plays, and you're going to have to try to match that.
Definitely. You know, it could be a shootout. I'm kind of looking at it as that way just because of their weapons, and we've got a few too. But Kylan Smallwood, that receiver, you know, I think he's 6'4", 6'5", can run, can jump, a great basketball player. I think he scored 2 touchdowns last week and looked good doing it. Their quarterback's really athletic too, Eli Lowndes, and I really like his moxie in the pocket. He hangs in there. He's tough when pressure's down on him, and he can still deliver a football and take a hit. So, you know, that's what experience does for you too. And both of those guys, experienced and dangerous.
Yeah, and it looked like in week one they were able to do a little bit of that as far as keeping things balanced. You know, they threw for 4 touchdowns, but they also had some decent rushing numbers out there as well. But Camden Peterson had another big game catching the ball for them. So I guess it just shows that, you know, they've got multiple ways to do things.
Yeah, they certainly do. You know, our defense is going to be really tested. Our football team is going to be tested. But, you know, that's what we told our guys this week is, hey, this is where we want to be. We want a good test. We want to see where we're at. You know, even though this, you know, we're playing a 3A team and we're 2A now, we want to see where we're at and where we can kind of get ourselves set up for the future here.
Well, and, you know, the way things play out now, I know that, you know, what's really super important is when we get to district play, but with the RPI all games kind of factoring in, this is certainly a great opportunity. You know, a team that's in Class 3A that, you know, should be pretty tough throughout the year for all the opponents that they're going to play, it's certainly an opportunity to, you know, boost that resume a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a win's definitely going to help you. You know, that's what we told our guys, but it's not the end of the world either if we don't. A little bit different factor with this game, though, with Creston is they play Harlan. So in that district, they're going to basically cancel each other out as far as points-wise for us. Now, as we move forward, though, it's still important we get a victory and get an extra point there.
Well, I guess as you look at trying to attack them from your offensive viewpoint, what things are you going to try to focus on and do? Is it a lot of what you were trying to do in week one?
Well, I think we're going to have to throw the football a little bit more, and we're going to have to be more efficient, you know, on third down. Last week, it seemed like we were in a lot of third and shorts, where this week I can see us in a lot of third and mediums, third and longs. So that conversion is going to be, you know, very critical. Can we get to the perimeter? When we do get the perimeter, can we stock block and get something done out there against their athletes? So that's what we're going to focus on this week is, you know, trying to convert on third down and get the ball to the perimeter a little bit with the passing game.
Well, and you touched on that, at least, you know, that's always good when you're getting yourself into those situations in week one where you are in those third and short scenarios. And then I thought, you know, the guys showed a little bit of moxie and confidence when they were in those tough spots. You know, a couple of fourth downs that you did go for, you're able to pick up. So it's good to see them execute in those tough situations.
Yeah, one of our seniors' goals this year is something that we kind of borrowed from the military service academies, but it's don't flinch. And when times are tough and when things don't look so good, you know, how do you react? And how do you react to adversity? And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we train in practice for those situations, and now we just got to go out and execute and get the job done. So real pleased last week with the way we just handled our business out on the field, and I hope that continues the rest of the year.
Yeah, one thing we talked about after the game was both teams had, you know, a few mistakes here or there. You expect that in week one a little bit. And you mentioned most of them that you took as far as penalties were concerned were ones that where you were being aggressive. So it wasn't necessarily, you know, just a mental mistake or somebody, you know, not doing what they're supposed to do. So I think overall you feel pretty good probably about where that situation stands.
Yeah, definitely. Our older guys were making, you know, aggressive mistakes, which is what we want, so we don't, you know, jump all over them. We had a youngster in the game kind of get a personal foul, and I think we addressed that with him. I think he's on the same page now. You know, we just can't put up with that stuff. So he's well aware of it, and he came back and practiced real well this week. So we're pleased with where we're at as far as the penalties are concerned. But it's going to be critical in this game also is, you know, can we keep our penalties down and not put us in second and long, third and long situations?
Well, when you are trying to slow them down defensively, anything different that you're going to have to do? I know you talked about, you know, having that one extra guy kind of come up in the box and help against Sadell. Would you expect them to run a little bit more? How do you attack it this week?
Well, a little bit of the same. In certain formations where we think they're going to run the ball, we do have one of our safeties rolling down into the box to help with the run a little bit. That's something we were real concerned with after watching some film on them last year is I told our guys, you know, they didn't show any of that this first game, but if I was them, I was going to go check out our film from last year and see how they ran the ball against us. So we put a couple of those plays in on our scout team offense just to keep our defense honest, and they're going to have a tough time. So I'm anxious to see how our defense reacts.
Well, off to a good start here, Coach. It'll be fun, I'm sure, to come back home and get one going here at the Trojan Bowl as well. Hopefully a great crowd comes out to support the guys, and should be a fun game. We thank you for talking about it, Coach.
Yeah, thanks to KJN, and thanks to you, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's Trojan Preview here in Week 2.